I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. A bill making its way through the state legislature could end the days of tax-free online shopping in Georgia. Yesterday, the Senate Finance Committee signaled its support for a measure requiring online retailers who make at least $250,000 or 200 sales a year in Georgia to either collect sales taxes or send tax due notices to customers. If passed, the measure could bring an additional $500 to $600 million into state and local government coffers. Several states have attempted to pass similar legislation, but a 25-year-old Supreme Court decision says that government can't force retailers to collect and pay sales taxes unless they have a brick-and-mortar presence in the state. While Georgia is experiencing the most severe flu season in years, so far 37 people have died. State epidemiologist Sherry Dresnick.
But I still think we do have several weeks of flu activity ahead of us. All of our surveillance indicators that we look at are also trending up.
Dresnick says it's not too late to get the flu shot. She also urges people who are sick to see a regular doctor instead of going to the emergency room, since many ERs are overwhelmed with a high number of flu cases. A motorcyclist got the ride of his life in the parking lot of an Augusta shopping center when a sinkhole opened up, swallowing him and his bike. The Augusta Chronicle reports city firefighters were able to pull the man from the hole at the Augusta Exchange on Wednesday. The motorcyclist had minor injuries. Augusta Utilities spokespeople say the hole opened up near a storm drain. Other recent sinkholes in Augusta have been caused by aging, leaking underground pipes. And after months of preparation, the Savannah-Chatham Metro Police Department is no more. As of midnight this morning, the Savannah Police Department is responsible for the city, and the Chatham County Police Department covers the unincorporated areas. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.